This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's population is aging. State estimates show almost a quarter of residents will be 65 or older by 2040. Helping people stay mobile as they age is critical to helping them maintain quality of life. But local public transit agencies and nonprofits are already struggling to do that. Jonah Chester reports.
It's a warm October day in Green Bay, and Kathy Koch has a dentist appointment to get to.
All right.
Just hold it right there, and I'll come on the other side.
Okay, sounds good.
Koch is 79 and has lived in the same home for more than half a century. She relies on a walker to get around, and she can't drive herself to the office.
My husband's been dead for a while, so to ask the children, it's difficult. They all work. The grandchildren all work.
Koch relies on an organization called Curative Connections. The Green Bay nonprofit provides services, including transportation, to the elderly and people with disabilities. As the driver helps her out of the van, she says Curative is also a connection to her community.
Oh, I love the human contact.
Yeah, it's very important.
It doesn't happen very often. I'm going to let you get the belt.
People over 65 are becoming a larger and larger portion of Wisconsin's population. That means more people will rely on specialized transportation to stay mobile. But without more support, Wisconsin's paratransit systems may not be ready to support the state's aging population. Like other states, Wisconsin received transportation funding through federal infrastructure and COVID aid bills. Green Bay Metro Transit Director Patty Kiewiz says that money was helpful, but wasn't a permanent fix.
So I think the next few years here will be, you know, in a much better position than we have been. But, you know, that's also something you need to be careful of, is that's really kind of one-time money. Then what are we going to do in a couple, you know, in 3 years?
That's a multi-million dollar question. The largest source of state funding to improve transit for the elderly and disabled hasn't risen in years. And other state transit spending fell to its lowest level in more than a decade last year. Green Bay Metro has coped with declining funds by cutting and consolidating bus routes and paratransit services. They're trying to fill the gaps with a local ride-hailing app. Organizations like Curative Connections are trying to patch the remaining cracks in the system, but they're also facing the economic challenges of inflation and higher gas prices. Curative's transportation director, Tina Wietung, says they've also lost about half of their volunteer drivers since the beginning of the pandemic, and they can't afford to replace all of them with paid drivers.
We've had to limit the number of rides based on volunteer and driver availability, so we're down probably 30% compared to prior years before COVID.
Advocates say on-demand services like Curative are important, but still imperfect. Tamara Jackson co-chairs the Non-Driver Advisory Committee for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. She says many paratransit resources are concentrated in urban areas.
Public transit often ends at jurisdictional boundaries. So a lot of times, even if there is public transit available, you know, it might end at the county line or the city line.
Even within those jurisdictions, there can be gaps.
Public transit simply isn't everywhere where people need to go.
Changing that would mean a significant shift in how local and state officials design their services. So what's the solution?
This is both a funding and a structural puzzle to solve.
Denise Jess is another co-chair of the Non-Driver Advisory Committee. Jess is also legally blind and a non-driver, so she's experienced many of the barriers she's trying to address.
My invitation is that the state legislature really comes to the table and works with us on this very complex transportation problem that we face in this state.
Governor Tony Evers and state legislators will have the chance to do that when work on the next state budget begins in February. Jonah Chester, Wisconsin Public Radio.